This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. At 89, Leroy Hofberger can look back on a full life brokering investments and business deals, fostering Jewish education, supporting health research, collecting art. When he was still a boy, his father and uncles were involved in myriad businesses, from Pompeian olive oil to the Baltimore Orioles to ice, coal, fuel oil, and beer. And Roy Hofberger expanded the family's reach to other enterprises, including real estate, especially the development of Germantown, Maryland. Yet Hofberger says he started writing his memoir 6 years ago as a test, just a test if his long-term memory could still pull up the people, events, and decisions that shaped his life. The book he produced is titled Measure of a Life, Memoirs, Insights, and Philosophies of Leroy E. Hofberger. He'll be speaking about it Sunday at the Jewish Book Festival at the Jewish Museum of Maryland. And he's here at WIPR to give us a preview. Welcome to the show.
Nice to be here.
The title is A Measure of a Life, but the most prominent words on the dust jacket are, what we leave behind is far more important than how far we get ahead.
That's correct.
Your book says a lot of stories about how you got ahead, but I gather you would say that's not the real point.
That's correct. The real point is, what kind of a reputation do you leave behind for your children and your grandchildren and your great-great-grandchildren? It's far more important to feel that you have upheld a family reputation, which my family had long before I was born. And I didn't want to do anything to mess that up. So I was told what was expected of me. And those expectations are the way that my father lived his life, and I tried to follow in his footsteps.
As you lay the story out, those expectations and your worry about whether you would meet them were part of what led to what you describe as a lifelong struggle with depression. You describe it, as Winston Churchill did, a black dog that follows you around. Why were you so candid in writing about depression?
Why not? It was a big part of my life. Once I thought we were going to publish it, I realized that there were many people who have gone through what I've gone through, and I want them to know there is light at the end of the tunnel.
How did you find that light?
Well, by a lot of psychotherapy, because when I was designated as being clinically depressed, there were no medications. So the only way that the psychiatrist could treat me, and I had a great psychiatrist, and by the name of Nathan Schnapper, who was a professor at the University of Maryland. And he was the one who met with me year after year until psychotropic medications were discovered, and I think Elavil and Stelazine were the first ones that I was on. They happened to work, and it was a difference between night and day. I felt that I could take pressure, what I consider to be pressure, much easier after I was on those medications. And it gave me, it doesn't cure it. It never will be cured. I will be this way, as others who have clinical depression, all my life. So I'm on another medication now, but I am doing just as well as I need to do to get through the day, and without any great fears overwhelming me from time to time. They may, but I know how to handle them.
That's businessman, lawyer, and philanthropist Leroy Hofberger here on 88.1 Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast. We're talking about his memoir, Measure of a Life. Your memoir is very detailed. And now that you've done all that sifting and sorting through your memory, Is there a lesson, do you think, for other people, or advice that you'd give other people?
Well, if they're suffering from depression, my advice to them is what Winston Churchill said, and I mentioned it in my book, never give up. It isn't an easy trail, but it can be successful. And if you stick with it, you're going to probably undergo pain, and you'll think that you can't do something. But if you got the right urging, as Dr. Schnapper would give me, he would be pretty crass in what he would say to me, get up off your butt and get out there and do it. And I respected him, and he said, what's going to happen? You're not going to drop dead. And he said, so try it. If you got to sit down, sit down. So what? And with that kind of encouragement, I went about doing my business.
I really appreciate your talking to us. Thank you. The book is Measure of a Life, Memoirs, Insights, and Philosophies of Leroy E. Hofberger. Leroy Hofberger will be speaking about it Sunday at the Jewish Museum of Maryland, one of five authors speaking about their books in the Jewish Book Festival. We have a link to their website on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. We're also linking to interviews we've done with two other authors in the festival, Lauren Silberman, who wrote Wicked Baltimore, Charm City, Sin, and Scandal, and Harry Ezrati. He'll be speaking about 500 years in the Jewish Caribbean. I'm Sheila Cass, glad you're listening, and hope you'll consider supporting WYPR. Here's Nathan with how you can become a sustaining member.